The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
What day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and it's the day after elections. It's, you know, it is a day of reflection today. November the 5th, 7:06 in the morning. Carl and DeBot, Linda's on assignment tonight. But I've got all types of people rolling through here. Senator Johansson, Dr. Paige DeNuca, and others. Plus, I want to hear from all of you out there concerning this. So April LaFrance is going to be here, and the Safe City Project that's happening. And then, of course, next week having a big town hall where it's how to keep your city safe. So good morning, everybody. Gosh, what a great day it is. And Bob, what does it look like for today?
Right now in Reading, we have 58 degrees, and looking forward to the rest of the day. The high will be near 77. Overnight, low around 51, sunny for your Thursday, high near 72. And no rain in the immediate future. Well, about Monday or so, next Monday, we could be seeing a little more rain. But right now, it looks like a beautiful day to get out and about. And again, 58 degrees.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, let me tell you, I was out wandering the streets last night till about to after 10 o'clock at night, going from one campaign headquarters to another. I didn't get to all of them, and my producer had to go to school this morning. Stayed on as long as she could. But we ended it up around 9:30 last night. But I think we kind of captured the feelings of what was going on. We started over at Patrick Jones's celebration, well, where they were getting together. And, you know, Patrick Jones is a very pragmatic guy. We had him on the air. And while I was still there, the first results came out. And he turned to me and he said, "I've lost." I said, "Patrick, those are only the," and which is what I would have said to anybody, "those are only the absentee ballots coming in." He goes, "Yeah." He says, "They won't change." And he was right. They didn't. Of course, the winners last night, as you've heard, I'm sure. And if you haven't, you're just waking up. Oh, gosh, who won? Brent Weaver by a large total. Had a lot of the votes. Kristen Schrader and Francie Sullivan. All have all won with Brent Weaver had 24% of the vote. Kristen Schrader, 19%, and Francie Sullivan, 16%.
Have we ever had a city council that has been predominantly women before?
I have no idea, not since I've been here. Now, at this point, you have three women.
Three out of five
are on the city council, and the other one, Brent Weaver and Gary Catt. Gary may feel a little lonely up there.
He may feel slightly isolated.
But even more, I tell you what, the things that happened last night, the big, you know, and we're going to talk about, of course, the local elections and today, but the GOP, the grand old party, sweeps into Congress, takes over control of the Senate with seven new senators, possibly eight, and that's what they're saying, went to runoff with Landreau in Louisiana in January. The House has near historic majority in the GOP. This is since World War II, they've never had so many Republicans in the House. And Obama and his policies were linked to every Democrat candidate in contested areas, and they lost. The nation has told Obama He needs to change the direction of the country. And they also said, we have had enough of your policies. And this is, people were thinking, oh, just, you know, it's that same old, you know, Republican group. No, no. Let's look at South Carolina. The first black senator in the history of South Carolina was elected yesterday. He's also a Republican, and he's also an African American. First time in South Carolina history. If you have to remember, Strom Thurmond was there, who lived to be 146 years old, who stood. He was a member of the Klan. He stood against the votes. He was there a long time. And now, a black Republican, conservative, has been elected in South Carolina. You know what?
That whirring sound is Strom spinning.
Like Strom Thurmond right now is going, what? What? The other, Mia Love. African-American candidate for Congress, conservative black woman, won in Utah. The youngest woman ever to be elected to the House of Representatives, 30 years old, Republican out of New York. What about all those? Hagan, North Carolina, lost. Udell, Colorado, lost. And by the way, the ad that Townsend, I think his name, ran against Udall. Udall has got to be great. Here he is. He's standing in a barn, and he says, my opponent, Mr. Udall, is a nice guy. He really is. But he's voted for the president 93% of the time or 95% of the time. He said his brothers are in politics. His father was in politics. His uncle was in politics. My father sells tractors. My grandfather sells tractors here in Colorado. And he's looking directly into the camera, and he wins. He wins big. Wendy Williams, the woman running for governor in Texas, hammered. So these are just some of the things that happened. But to know the one great thing that happened?
That would be
last night. I mean, I'm walking around. You know, first of all, you get to kind of check out, all the different groups of people, and I'll be talking about that when I get back from the break here. But
and whether they served wine or
beer. Yeah, what kind of food they served and all that. I mean, you know, we were in different places. I mean, it's all over. I saw Brian Daly and all this. But then, you know, you come home and you're all pumped up. I mean, you are, because you've talked to a lot of people, and it's a hectic, very hectic time. So when I hit the rack,
Marine term.
I hit the rack, lay down in bed. Linda was there, and we talked until an hour or two after we got home. So it's getting close to close to midnight. I changed my sleep number setting down to 45, where it belongs. Boom! I was out and didn't wake up till 5 o'clock this morning, which is the time I usually wake up. And this was just a fantastic night's sleep. I've got 5 hours of sleep. I'm up. I'm ready. I'm feeling perky. It's my sleep number bed. And right now, if the holidays are just around the corner, and this year you can give a present that, like Linda and I gave each other, the sleep number bed with the Sleep IQ technology. There's nothing you have to do, nothing to turn on. You just go to sleep. The sensors work with the dual air technology inside the bed to track how well you're sleeping. Then they're going to send a message to you via an app. Hey, you may want to change this or change that. It is absolutely it's at the forefront of sleep technology. And trust me, a good night's sleep is worth it. Right now, during the Veterans Day sale, you can save $600 on the top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price ever. Going down, see why Sleep Number was rated number one by Consumer Reports magazine. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. See Brian and Janice. I promise you will not be sorry. You want that great present, that's going to go give you super sleep for the next 20 years? Made in America? Guaranteed. Sleep Number. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR. 1460. Greetings, Joe.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, November 6th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out, dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. Give Elements Lounge a call now for reservations 243-3377 and ask for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 6th in the Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino. Can't wait to see you there. Let's have a blast. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know, and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family-owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. We got a lot of things to be talking about, like catch-up stuff, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. 58 degrees out there. It's going to be getting chillier. And it does. You want that great coffee from Espresso Joe's right there at Tobacco and Brew. And walk next door. You got the biggest, the largest selection of e-cigs and different types and flavors and all that there. All types of tobacco accoutrements at the lowest prices in town. Plus the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great, great people down there. Okay, I'm here with Sarah Grant from RABA, and we want to talk a little bit about Salute to the Troops that went on last week. Huge success?
Huge success.
Okay, we're going to have to move you around a little. My producer is sitting there playing with other buttons here. Okay, and I didn't push it over. Okay, my fault. All right. Okay, Sarah.
Yeah, so we've been doing our annual campaign for the Salute to Veterans with the Reading Area Bus Authority to raise funds to purchase free bus passes for our veterans in need of transportation. And these funds go towards punch cards that we give to the Veterans Service Office, which they distribute them to veterans that they know that need transportation to get to services and medical appointments and so forth. And this year has been our biggest year yet. Just huge support from the community, from our local business sponsors. And we had our drive-through event last week, and Carl was there helping to support the event. And through the drive-through,
we like the program that you're doing. Yeah. It's veterans. It's not just those down on their luck. It's a lot of times it's older veterans that they're not driving, or they just veterans that don't have a car anymore.
Absolutely.
So it gets them around town.
To the various places they have to go, you know, especially to the, you know, like the Veterans Clinic and those kind of places.
Absolutely. And these passes that they're getting, they're good in our fixed route system as well as our paratransit service. And the outpouring from the community has been huge. The drive through alone, we raised over $3,700. People coming through, giving cash and check donations for this event. And our business sponsors that have come through for us, over $5,000 have been raised. Now, this year, RABA is matching with a 50% match of the funds raised. So that means that as of right now, we've raised over 13,000 rides for our veterans. That's more than 1,000 rides a month.
That's super. Now, where do the veterans get these their punch cards?
Through the Veterans Service Office
right
in Shasta County.
Right off here off of, I think it's Shasta Street or Tama Street right down here, Bob. This one right
is
down
it
here.
Shasta Street.
Shasta Street. Okay, it's down there, Shasta and Court. It's real close to that.
Yeah.
It's got a flag, and it's easy to find. So you can get your bus passes right there.
Yes, and they distribute them there, and they begin distributing them at the first of the month. And they also have several programs that they also distribute the funds towards as well.
Well, you know what, Sarah, thank you so much for what you and RABA have done. And I know Evelyn Peterson was out there pushing all this. And I saw Ben
Absolutely.
Stevens. And who were the people up cooking for you all that day?
We had great support from our Veterans of Foreign Wars and also from the NorCal Veterans Historical Society. And they brought out a great show. They brought out some great memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were really glad to see the support of everybody in the community.
Yeah, BFW. That's my BFW post.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, thank you again, and thank you. So we might have over $13,000 raised.
Yes.
And you can get your tickets. Veterans can get their tickets out at the Shasta mm-hmm. County Veterans Service Office.
Mm-hmm.
Last thoughts?
Well, we also, this year we started a Facebook page.
Okay.
And that's facebook.com/RABA Salute. You can like us and follow us. You see pictures there. Also, if you'd like to still make a comment.
I didn't see a picture of me.
They're coming.
I didn't see a picture. I saw a picture of Billy and Patrick. Saw a picture of, who's the guy over at KCS? Don Burton. Saw a picture of him and his. I didn't see a picture of me and my gang.
We're still coalescing all the pictures from the day.
I did see the KCNR stickers.
Absolutely.
And all that. Saw that, but I just didn't see any photos of me. I just thought maybe it was too early. It was dark. Well, it was dark.
It was dark,
and I kind of wandered out when it was still dark. But
final thoughts. You know, we really appreciate the support from Cornerstone Community Bank for hosting us and hosting the drive-through, and C.R. Gibbs and Best Western came through as our title sponsors for the event. So we really appreciate the support. And this year has been great. You know, if you have any ideas for next year, please contact us through the Facebook page, or if you'd still like to make a contribution, contact us through the Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/RABA Salute.
Sarah Grant's here from RABA. She's one of our transportation managers, was one of the prime movers in this. And Sarah, you got a lot to be proud of. Everybody really came through, but RABA really pushed this one out there.
This is one of the programs we're really, really proud of, and we look forward to it growing year after year. And this was our fifth year, so thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we're always happy to support that. All right, Sarah Grant. All right, thanks a lot, Sarah.
Thank you.
Going back, I just got a chat. From the chat room, it said I did my part yesterday. I voted and bought a gun.
Yes.
That's freedom. American style. So
yes.
Okay. Sarah's got her hand up. Yeah, yeah. Thanks again, Sarah. Angel saying, well, women rule. I was wondering when that was going to come out. You know, why do you think it's waited to now? Who never thought that women weren't in charge, first of all?
I did a lot of stories when I was doing news of couples who had been together 70 years. And invariably, when I asked the guy, what is the secret to this long and happy marriage, he invariably, these wizened, wise old men would say, I always have the last word, and that word is, yes, dear.
Yeah, Henry's called in with that one. Yeah, that was, Henry told me that one 5 years ago. It's worked. Okay. What other things are happening here? Okay, yes on A and B. Both of them passed. And now here's the remarkable thing. Somebody was writing the other day is that every day he would ride in from work. He comes in, I guess, on plaster. And he said, one day I counted 10 yes on A signs. Next day, no signs. He said, then I saw them over here, yes on A. Then the next day they were gone. And then, you know, but – and then somebody from A said, well, somebody's tearing down our signs. I know somebody was tearing down your signs. You had those really big signs, and somebody else was telling me they were losing signs. These like 4x8s, right, or 4x6s, and they're made of this kind of, you know, stiff plastic. They're telling me the homeless, the illegals, they're taking the signs down and
turning
them
into shelters.
Turning them into shelters or sleeping areas. And I thought, they're probably thinking, this is great. Hey, you know what? Hey, put four more out here. I need a roof on my house here. I don't know, I shouldn't be laughing about that, but it was kind of funny. This is what they were thinking. Okay, the number of here's the big thing. Just listening, I had to turn over to last night the MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, and what's the guy's Chris whatever his name is, one that
Matthews
did a tingler, you know, in case you don't know what we're talking about. He once said that listening to Obama sent a tingle up his leg. I mean, he said that on the air. I can't make that stuff up. And they're trying to turn this thing around. You know, they're making fun of the Republicans who swept in. I mean, this was one of the huge change. And they're trying to make fun of it. Like, oh, well, you know what? It wasn't Obama's fault. But then Maddow says, well, you know what? People need a change here. You know, if you remember that Barack Obama came in saying, you know, hope and change. Well, then it became, we hope things are going to change. And it did. And it did on this one. There's no way you can cut this any other way, but America is tired of what's going on. As one young man said, he says, I'm tired of the government overstepping its boundaries and telling me what to do all the time. And that's it. That's got a lot to do with it. The idea of that the things are left to – many things are better left to businesses and individual, and that the nation is seriously off on the wrong track. But that's been going on for years. 68% to like 32%. The nation's going in the wrong direction. And, of course, 8 in 10 disapprove the way Congress is doing its job. Well, that's a fact. That's higher. That's higher than it used to be. So, there's, of course, here in town, again, now Measure F, which won on the vote, which is raising the taxes, but not enough to, for the 2/3, it looks like. So that one failed. In the Anderson race, it looks like, Norm McConnick and Barron Browning have won in what I saw. That may change. Every seat held by a Democrat, well, let me put it, on the state level, no Republican won a seat. And they're all at 52, 57, 55 to 45, 44, those kinds. None of them won.
Salient point just popped up in the chat room.
Okay, people are not that happy with Republicans either. They are just that much more mad at the Democrats. You know what, Red? I think you're right. This is a chance for Republicans to actually move forward. And I was kind of interested in hearing what Mitch McConnell said. Mitch McConnell actually offered out a peace branch, the olive branch, last night about working with Obama. And Obama's only got one choice. It's to come down and kind of come more to the middle. Or he does have another. I guess he has another choice where he can just stonewall it and veto everything because, trust me, they're going to start rolling in with bills and laws. The other thing too, you can veto all you want and all they do is just cut the purse strings. Okay, we're not going to pass this. We're going to defund these things. They've got to come together to work to push us forward. Just like I believe that the new council will be able to work together to move forward. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Fall is in the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur in here in Redding. John Bastiani, service, customer satisfaction, everything that his customers need for shooting in stock and at very fair prices. Guns always on sale there, and he always has the ammo at very fair prices. John Bastiani, a great gunsmith. Here's a local guy who started his company back during the worst times of the recession, about the same time we started the station, and has been a success. Bastiani Arms, if you're looking for that long gun or that pistol, head on down to 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222. Hey, I'm sitting here with April LaFrance. Is that I pronounce that right?
It's a beautiful pronunciation, sure.
LaFrance. And who heads up the Safe City Project. What exactly is that, April?
So the Safe City Project was an initiative to bring a group of citizens together to take time and energy investment and to look at some of the struggles that Redding's having with crime, to do basically a thorough assessment and come up with some best practices advising the city. These are 10 things we think Redding needs to do to reduce our levels of crime.
Okay. So what's the number one? That would you said there's 10 things.
Okay. So here's the mysterious part, Carl.
Okay.
We are the way that we're setting this up is we're going to do a reveal on November 13th.
Oh, okay.
So we've done a ton of work and basically come to these 10 solutions that we are going to propose as ideas. We are trying to protect those until the 13th so that they're communicating in context.
Now, the 13th is a town hall that the chief of police has. And the last one we had back, of course, in July, and I'm sure you were there.
I was there.
Was a huge, huge success. In fact, it was such a success. It was almost sad that we had to turn away as many people as that were in there, 750
exactly.
people. I mean, there's maybe who knows how many were showing up that night. We'll never know, but we know well over a couple thousand.
So here's the next one, and it's going to be next Thursday. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium.
At the Civic this time, so.
Plenty of room. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be more than just the chief and you. There's going to be a number of other agencies there, vendors, should I say, talking about keeping our city safe.
Vendors, also nonprofits, organizations that care about promoting a safe community. So that's going to – we're going to open the doors, I believe it's 5:30 for that portion, where vendors are going to be set up. People can browse through, you know, everything from home security systems to, you know, Merchants Crime Watch, Neighborhood Watch. I think One Safe Place is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So really a multifaceted approach to how are we going to get Reading to become a safer city.
Why you? Why you, April? You started this, right?
I did.
That's a great question. What led you to start this?
So I own a couple businesses in town. And
what are those businesses, if you don't mind?
Sure. So my local companies are Woodstone Construction and We Stage It. So they're both in the real estate market. Stage It is a home interior design type company. We stage for real estate agents. And Woodstone is residential and commercial tenant improvements. We'd experienced several incidents of theft, thousands of dollars taken. The first one that happened, someone had cut the hitch to one of our job site trailers, and I had no idea why someone would just take the wiring because I just wasn't aware of the value of copper with drugs. So we had personally experienced theft. I love Reading. I absolutely love this city, and I don't want to move, but it can't stay the way that it is with crime. And so that's really what led me to come to this. I'm an entrepreneur. I run companies. When we have issues, we pour a lot of energy into finding out what's going on and how can we resolve it. And I thought, okay, what if I get a group of smart citizens together who have that same mindset? We go after problems and we find solutions and we implement them. And we take our energy and point it at the city for the last 3 months. What would happen? What could we come up with if we took that, you know, my time, my energy, my resources? I haven't worked for my companies in the last 3 months pretty much. I've been making some decisions.
When I call, well, April's not here, but we can leave you a message.
Exactly.
And, you know, they knew who we were. And so now, when you talk about meeting with people, who are some of the people that you met with?
We have met with such a spectrum in the community. Everyone from County Executive Officer Larry Lees to Court Executive Officer Melissa Fowler Bradley, Chief Paletti, Sheriff Basenko, Superior Court Judges, Tracy Neal, Head of Probation, Kurt Starman, City Manager, Gene King, down into, you know, Good News Rescue Mission. I've met with recovering addicts. I've met with inmates toward the jail, kind of the whole spectrum.
That's quite the thing to run that jail, huh?
Wow. I was looking forward to getting out. We got to the end and Basenko kept talking and I said, where's the exit?
It kept me there so long I got a ticket on my car.
Okay.
You know, but you know what? I could have spent probably another hour there because I tell you what, if you've never been to the jail, they ought to have an open house one day and let people cycle through there. Anyway, okay, now you've talked to everybody in the bureaucracy, as I like to call it.
Hmm.
Who are the people on the outside that's really going to solve this?
You know what? I think a big part of it is what the community is going to do, and that's why we really want to pack out the Civic on November 13th. I think we are a pretty small city. This isn't L.A. If the people decide they want the city to move in a direction, we have the ability to influence it. We've got a new council that is going to be ready to take some leadership. This is a perfect time for us to let them know we want leadership to reduce crime.
Okay, and so when we say that, what are some of the topics you're going to be talking about?
So the things that we really focused on were the lack of jail space in Shasta County, residential and commercial property crimes, and drug and alcohol addiction connected to crime, and also illegal homeless encampments.
You know, I always take out the word homeless out of that.
And you say transient?
Nope. I say illegal encampments.
Okay.
They're illegal. And it really gives the homeless a bad name. You know, some of the homeless gives them a bad name.
Sure.
Because this has become a subculture here in the city of Reading and other places in California. When they're setting up generators and running cables for lights and they have their little fiefdoms going on down there, it's not just a couple people sleeping underneath a tree.
Right.
That's why I take out the word homeless. They're illegal. And how can we address that? This is something that we've been talking about for what, a couple years? So hopefully the Safe City Project is going to light a fire under the bureaucracy because the bureaucracy has been looking at this for 2 years. And the bureaucracy, good people, but they're the ones that have got us to here, and they haven't. I haven't seen anything since. I've seen some things. I shouldn't say nothing. They're not. It's not that they're not trying, but I really believe somebody like you is a catalyst to push things out there. You know, to push here. Here's solutions. All you have to do is implement them.
Thanks. Well, we do feel like it is the perfect storm. Like the timing of this happening is ideal with the town hall meeting that happened at Sequoia, and the city came out to say, gosh, we're frustrated. We need this resolved. We need this fixed. And now we've just elected a new council in place, and we're going to come to the table and say, this is what we need. This is what we need to do. And we feel like it's the perfect timing for this community to make some serious changes. And you're talking about lighting fires. There will be fires that are lit. We are not going to be sugarcoating at this event. We're going to give a realistic assessment of what's going on, and there has to be some things that are implemented.
And then now with 47 just passing, which has reduced the felonies to misdemeanors. Hello.
Yeah.
Here comes another 10,000.
It's definitely another wave. It's going to be a heavy burden on our court system, which is already really struggling. We do need to get really good at rehabilitating in Shasta County. That's something that we need to do. And we need some space. We need some space because
we need a temporary holding facility that can hold 200 people. And we can get them off the streets. These are ones he arrests, and they wait. They can put them someplace until they go to court, until you have that.
We do have a major challenge with pre-trial space, for sure.
Yeah.
It's very complex. I went into this. Thankfully, I'm very ambitious because in the beginning, I was like, here we go. We're going to do this. And the more I got deeper into the problems and met with all these individual entities that have a piece of the puzzle, it's definitely a complicated system.
But we need people on the outside.
And, we do.
And you have put together this group to put together these ideas. It's all going to come together next Thursday at the Civic Center, and it's open to everybody. We hope that everybody goes there. We're going to be pushing that a lot. You met with somebody, the Shark Tank?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about our Shark Tank team. We've had people in the community say, well, you know, who's on your team? We've got a lot of my main team, so I've got a team of researchers, core researchers. There's about 9 of us, and we're, you know, kind of your smart, go get it, give us a problem, we're going to figure out how to solve it people, and then another supportive research team, a creative team. But let me tell you about the Shark Tank team. Shark Tank team, I wanted to formulate some community leaders who are strong. I wanted somebody really strong in business. I wanted someone who understood politics, and I wanted someone who understood the neighborhood citizen side. So I chose Ed Rollman, Merchants Crime Watch, Best Western Hilltop, C.R. Gibbs. He's my business guy. Then I chose Mike Dahl for the political mindset, so we kind of understand the system. And then Jason Schroeder, who does Stand Up Reading, Neighborhood Watch, chose him for that neighborhood citizen side. Got these 3 guys together and basically gave them permission. We would bring potential solutions to them and say, have at it, guys. Tell us what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what are we missing, and how can we strengthen this solution? They have just been amazing to work with.
Well, they're good guys, all 3 of them.
Yeah.
Ed, we know Ed real well, and Mike Dahl. Not Jason, not so much, because we need to pull Jason in here.
Up and coming. You need to get Jason in.
Okay, now here's what I'd really like to do is it's going to be next Thursday, and we'll talk about this. In fact, I think the Chief's on next Wednesday.
Great.
So we'll be pushing this. Is after the meeting. Can we have you come back on and let's spend an hour talking about the solutions and what you saw?
I'd love to. I'm sure okay. People are going to have a lot to say after the event.
Well, I hope so. You know, and here's the thing is, I never, and this is not the right word, because I think that the bureaucracies, you need bureaucrats. I mean, that's what makes everything run. Bureaucrats are they operate very well within the confines of the bureaucracy. When they get outside the bureaucracy, they start having problems with that because that's not where they succeeded. You take entrepreneurs who have succeeded outside the boxes to make their companies, right?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of these, you know, that's where the impetus and the ideas are going to come from. And then now let the bureaucracy do what they do best, implement
exactly.
And run with it.
Wow, that's what we're hoping for. That's really what we're hoping for.
Okay. April LaFrance is here. Started up the Safe City Project. And where can people learn more about it? About Safe City Project?
They can go to safecityproject.org. We also have a Facebook event page. If you're planning on coming on November 13th, we've kind of just launched the event page on Facebook. We would love you to go to Facebook and sign up to say you're coming. because we've got a good crowd that's brewing to come out, and we would just love to see you in there, show the support that that you do want crime reduced in your city.
The other thing, too, is I'm sure that the failure of Measure F is going to have an impact. And I asked every one of the candidates when they were here, what happens if that doesn't work? Some of them sidestepped it, but now they're facing it. And the next time they cycle through here, which will be soon, so what are you going to do now?
Right.
And I can't wait to hear some of the solutions for that, because I think the solutions are going to come from April and her group.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the way that we structured our group is we planned we said, you know what, let's talk about funding in light of F not going through.
Great.
So we didn't bank on it. We didn't bank on it yet.
It was hard, 66%. Anyway, April LaFrance, next Thursday, Safe City Project, along with the Chief of Police Town Hall. Everybody's invited. Let's fill up the Civic Auditorium.
That'd be excellent.
All right. Thanks a lot, April.
Thanks, Carl.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages with the Soup Kitchen.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
where the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. This is my kingdom come.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the day of change has come to America. The continued direction of the country was changed dramatically last night with the election. 58 degrees out there today. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Ted Lighting, Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me tell you what he's doing. He's offering a concealed carry class on November 22nd and 23rd. All proceeds, every dollar, is going to go to the exhibit, Liberty on the Border, the Civil War exhibit. At the Turtle Bay Museum. It's got nothing to do with elections or anything. It's a great Civil War exhibit. I've been there. KCNR is supporting this. And we're offering to our listeners and our supporters that, hey, let's all donate to bring this in. So what Ted Lighty's doing is he's teaching a class where every dollar is going to go to Liberty on the Border. Plus, you get a free firearm rental and ammunition. You can't beat that. And a CCW. And it's tax deductible. So, can you beat that? No. Give them a call. 999-1822. That's 999-1822. Or check out readingccw.com. It's great. It's going to be a great event. And speaking of great events, Susan Wilson. It must be that time of the year that we are serving soup for seniors.
That's it. And you invite me to come broadcast my information every year. Appreciate it. And sometimes you even come serve. But
not sometimes. Every year. And this year I can't because of Linda's gig down at Wind River.
She's singing.
Because you know what? And here's what kind of girl she is. She goes, okay, now can I go down there and serve first before I run down and put on my gown and all? You know, but that's what she's thinking. And I went, honey, I don't think they'll mind tonight. You know, that we've been talking about it, and it's going to be a great time down there. It's 4:30. What time does it start? 4:30?
So it starts at 4:30, runs till about 7:38. It's at the Veterans Hall, which is on Yuba Street by the post office. The cost is $12, and for your $12, you get, I think I have a total of 150 gallons of soup, so I really need a lot of people. You get soup, you get bread, you get salad. We even got butter for the bread this year, which is our new thing.
You're starting to spoil people now. Come on. You didn't need bread. You know, you kind of feel there in that little soup kitchen there. You know, you get a little piece of bread. You get that soup. You know, now you're giving salads out. Come on. This is getting to be us a little bit hoi polloi here.
But we're even getting better. We have a concessions section with beer and wine. So, I mean, we're moving up in the world. Actually, we're trying to make money. And the reason we're trying to make money is we run this program in conjunction with Golden Umbrella and the Reading Electric Utility to bring power to seniors. And what
that is, I tell you what, this year, starting with this new city council, is we're going to do battle. We're going to battle to make sure our seniors and those people that are seniors and our disabled veterans will never have their power cut off.
That's exactly where I'm coming from. We've been doing this for about 10 years. We've raised almost $500,000 over that 10 years, and I am happy to say we've spent that money, too.
I hope you spent every cent.
Currently, we only have about $12,000 in our checking account. That can be 1 month, you know.
Yeah.
So we're really looking forward to this. We have a wonderful raffle. We sell raffle tickets. So, I mean, if you want to hear some great stuff, there's a barbecue with meat and all that kind of stuff that comes with it. There's a Keurig. We have some kind of tablet laptop thing.
One of those iPad-y things.
You notice I don't have one in front of me or I would be doing this better.
You're doing great. Okay, let me tell you. You have celebrities there.
I shouldn't say the
word celebrities. These are people that are well. I hate because people will say that about Linda. Oh, you two are like, no, we're not. We just people that have a job here in town that
because that brings them in front of others.
That's right.
You know,
but also are going to have, I think, got politicians there.
We got, I mean, for example, Leonard Modi is serving from the Board of Supervisors. Several of Francie Sullivan will be there.
I understand, though, that Leonard's serving on China. a little humor there. Francie Sullivan?
Yeah.
The newest re-elected Francie Sullivan?
Francie's
always been there.
Congratulations.
You know what?
She comes every single solitary year. And, you know, her heart is in it.
Yes. You know who else does too? And Mike Quinn.
Mike Quinn's
always there.
Mike Quinn is going to be the master of ceremonies. And you know, I say congratulations to him for even running because it's so important that we have a variety of people run for office. Well, as you know, I also wear the League of Women Voters hat. Yeah. And so that's really important to me. that he did that. And he'll be our master of ceremonies. We have the Straight Ahead Big Band. And
did you get them all back together? I think the Spinhead Big Band blew up, didn't they?
I don't know, but they're playing back for me.
Okay, well, you know, Susan, everybody does anything for Susan here. Well, okay, now, this is the way it's set up. You come in, you buy your tickets, and you buy your raffle tickets, and then there is just a long group, series of soups, two to a table.
Right.
And you come through, and what I suggest is that you kind of walk by and look at the soups first.
Yeah.
And see which ones you want. Or you could be like Bad Bob, and you start the first one, you work your way through 46 different soups, and at the end go, seconds. So, this is all different types of soup. Now, who are some of the people that are bringing soup?
So, Marcus Street's bringing soup. Cleary's bringing soup. We have some new people this year. Bruciante, which is a small pizza shop over on Hilltop, is bringing soup. That kitchen place where they give cooking classes is bringing soup.
We just had a dinner that we a bunch of us chipped in and bought at one of these fundraisers. Pam came over and gave a
Pam is one of my cooks
and delivered an Italian meal, which was just unbelievable.
Isn't she a good cook?
Oh, and you know what?
She's a wonderful.
You know what?
Cook.
She can rent her own Harley too. This woman rides a hardtail. She's got a lot of things going for her.
Right. So we'll have soup for everyone. We'll have there's a salmon chowder. There's an Italian meatball and white bean. There's a vegan soup this year, and
un-American.
One of the criticisms that we've had in the past is we don't have enough vegetarian type food.
Yeah, there's people out there.
There are people out there. Yeah. I mean,
we appeal to everybody. You know,
that's right, and we want to meet everybody's needs. So
there you go.
We're very excited.
And let's not forget where all this money goes to. Money goes for the Power for the Seniors. In that sense of making sure they don't get, you know, the ones that get a little bit behind as the power increases keep going up, as do other things with RU. So this is a way to ensure that we can keep them with power on.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And this year is an extra special year for us. One of our champions was Jim Livingston. And as you may or may not know, Jim Livingston died this year. And so we're really working extra hard to make that money because he was one of the people that was a driving force behind Power to Seniors when it first started and along the 10 years that it's been in force. So this year, just so people know, we spent almost $45,000, $50,000 already this year, and winter hasn't come. So.
Wow. Yep.
You know.
We need to do something here.
Yep.
And for us to like I said, this year should be the year of ensuring that disabled veterans and our seniors don't get their power turned off because of problems that they've run into working hard at jobs or on fixed incomes and to be forced out of their homes.
And people say,
they don't get forced out. Well, yeah.
Well, sort of they do.
Of course they do.
And you know,
no matter what they say from RU, once you turn the power off.
Right.
A lot of times people will leave and find some other place.
Right. And I have to give a shout out to REU. They were
they
one
do.
Of our major sponsors this year.
Yes.
And they put some money in. And I just want to tell the listeners, if you want to contribute to this, you don't just have to come to the soup kitchen, but there's a place on your REU bill that says share, capital SHARE, and you can put money in there. That money comes to us.
Yeah, don't let me REU does help, and don't let me act like they haven't. They have. So what we have to do, though, the only way that you can change the rules or to lengthen things out is go to the city council. So now we have a new city council. Maybe it's time to go approach them after they've been sworn in and say, okay, we need to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, okay, Susan Wilson, great job as always. This is going to be tomorrow. Starting at 4:30. In the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. It's $12 to get in, but it's really all you can eat.
It's worth it, folks.
It's worth it, plus the raffle tickets and all that, but it's all you can eat.
Yes.
I mean, frankly,
yes.
You go through all those soups, and they're just outstanding.
And I don't want any of my 150 gallons left over.
There you go. All right. Okay, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking what happened in the election yesterday and the ramifications for the city, county, and country. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460. It's your talk radio station. If we're if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Republican sweep to midterm election victory includes formerly Democratic Senate seats in at least seven states. In Kentucky, a victorious Senator Mitch McConnell pledged to use his leadership position in the Senate now to fight for policies to help all Americans.
Whether you're a coal miner in eastern Kentucky who can't find work, or a mom in Paducah who doesn't understand why the government just took away her family's health insurance, I've heard your concerns. I've made them my own. You will be heard in Washington.
One of the biggest GOP election upsets came in the state of Maryland in the race for governor. More from SRN's Greg Clugston.
Republican Larry Hogan shocked Democrats in this blue state by upsetting Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown by a 10-point margin. He'll become only the second Maryland GOP governor since 1969. Hogan campaigned relentlessly against tax increases and stuck to a pro-business message. And he defeated Brown, who had last-minute campaign appearances from President and Mrs. Obama, as well as Hillary Clinton.
That is SRN's Greg Clugston. U.S. companies added 230,000 jobs in October, and according to Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi, they were in a number of different categories.
That is a pretty heady pace of growth. The job growth is broad-based, as it has been now for some time.
U.S. services firms, meanwhile, expanded more slowly in October for the second straight month.
The Institute for Supply Management says its service index dropped from 58.6 in September to 57.1 last month. The index reached 59.6 in August, the highest in 8 years. Any reading over 50 indicates expansion. The Institute's survey of services firms covers businesses which employ 90% of the American workforce, including retail, construction, healthcare, and financial services firms.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. The Dow's up about 10 points, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attached padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The top diplomats for France and the United States are urging Iran to prove that its nuclear program is intended only for peaceful purposes.
We believe it is pretty easy to prove to the world that a plan is peaceful.
Speaking today in Paris, Secretary of State Kerry and his French counterpart maintain that Iran indeed does have the right to generate nuclear power, but not enough to create a nuclear bomb. Israeli police say a man rammed a car into a crowded train platform in East Jerusalem in an intentional attack. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
Obviously, at this moment in time, we've heightened security in Jerusalem, and all the hospitals in Jerusalem have been open. More than 4 people have been injured and are being treated at the scene.
Israel is categorizing it as a terrorist attack after ramming the train platform. Police officials say the man then attacked a group of policemen with a crowbar before he was eventually shot and killed by officers. This is SRN News. The leaders of Malaysia and the Netherlands have vowed to keep pressing for access to the crash site of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 and bring to justice those responsible for shooting it down. Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte says investigators have gained important access.
Last weekend, yesterday, conditions allowed a small team to visit the crash site. They found remains of victims, which will be transferred to the Netherlands.
Malaysia says 44 of its nationals were also on board. Minnesota Vikings star Adrian Peterson avoiding jail time yesterday with a plea agreement in his child abuse case. His attorney, Rusty Harden, commented about the no-contest plea.
Adrian has always said he very much regretted and hated what happened as far as the injury.
Peterson was indicted in September on felony charges of injury to a child for using a wooden switch to discipline his 4-year-old son. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment today, but I've got Dr. Piyush Dhanuka here, and I think I believe the Senator Johannesson is going to be rolling through here. I know he's got a lot of other things going today, and so hopefully we can get him here. If not, we will be seeing him next Tuesday on Veterans Day. But good morning, Dr. Dhanuka.
Good morning, Carl. It's a happy day.
It's a happy day. Well, I tell you what, we'll start off with the weather.
And we've got sunshine and a few clouds today. High will be pushing the 80-degree mark. Overnight low will be in the 50s. So some fairly mild fall weather on tap. That's going to continue with a cooling trend over the next couple of days. Currently in Reading, we have 61 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts there. Plus, it's, of course, locally owned. Yeah, tomorrow night, Linda's going to be down at the Wind River, the Elements Lounge, for Romance on the River. What, it's going to be a great, great time. 7 to 9, she and her band. There's a lot of people going to be coming to this special menu. For if you like filet mignon, it's there. It's shrimp and chicken, a special menu. It's a good time with her singing with her band Ladybot and the Bluebirds, and you can have a great time. Just give them a call at 243-3377 and ask for Elements Lounge. Talk about Romance on the River. I tell you what, it's she. You get to dance and sing and dine, and or she'll sing and you can sing along with her. I guess Rick Hill's going to be there in the regular band, so it's going to be. A night of fun. It's a nice event. Okay. I'm here with Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and I've saved this hour for discussing. You know, here's a man, my friend, but also is a man who loves this country and appreciates what this country is. And for the last year has been talking to us about the shining city on the hill is getting tarnished. What do you think about what happened last night?
I'm very happy with the outcome. And this is a great new direction. It's a great new opportunity. And I say this not merely because Republicans won the control of Senate or increased their governor positions or increased their membership in Congress, but what gives me more hope is the American public has seen what the policies of last several years have done to the country. They have analyzed it, they've understood it, and they have gone beyond the rhetoric which our politicians love. They have gone beyond the false promises and have given a clear indication, given a clear mandate against the policies which have been followed by the current administration for the last six years.
Well, for the last 6 or 8 years that I've been following it, really since I got back from and got involved in radio and politics more, you might say, being in the military a lot of times, that you kind of focus on what's going on around you. And, you know, I voted every time and all this. I tried to keep up on the topics. But the country has been saying for at least the last 6 years – it's going in the wrong direction. And it hasn't been like 50-50. This has been like 70-30. The country's going in the wrong direction. I think that one of the reasons that Obama got elected was that they saw a way of going into a new direction. And then the new direction became absolutely terrifying to a lot of people, that they saw government doing things that they themselves and business should be doing and not the government. And then the reelection of Mr. Obama And then what happened after that, the overreach of the government in so many different ways. I think people looked at it and said, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And they've handed the Democrats, and there's no way the Democrats can look at it and say, you know, they can make fun of it or they can do things. There's no way that they can spin it that says that the country has spoken, has taken incumbents and pushed them out and brought a new wave, hopefully a new way of thinking into D.C.
Absolutely. And it's not just against President Obama. It's also the policies are not made only by one man. Whole Democratic Congress and Senate, which they controlled all the branches of the government in 2008 to 2010, they overreached. Obamacare was highly unpopular. They pushed it down our throat just because they could at that time. That was a big overreach. And American people decided to teach them a lesson in 2010. They didn't learn it well. And now I'm hoping that they will learn it well. See, the problem here is Democrats have mainly won the elections in last few years and also previously by building a coalition of people who are dissatisfied and trying to figure out how to build a majority based on a class warfare by putting whites against blacks, by men against women, by Hispanics against non-Hispanics. And those things can only go as far. And then people see the reality of what they are trying to do, which is trying to take power away from individuals and centralize it more and more in the federal government so few oligarchs can control it. And that's the real problem Democrats have been trying to overreach. And that's what I strongly believe that if you see everywhere, I mean, you've seen this bellwether elections in Wisconsin governor race where Governor Scott won again despite having
everybody lined up against him except the voters.
Right, right. I mean, if you see in Massachusetts, Illinois, incumbent Democratic governor lost.
Right, to a Republican.
That's a big thing. Connecticut.
An African-American Republican conservative out of South Carolina, the senator.
It's absolutely. And it's first for South Carolina, a black senator.
The first black congresswoman out of Utah. Yes. The youngest woman in that's ever been elected to Congress out of New York. All of them Republicans.
So what people have realized is as Democrats have tried to scare Republicans are anti-woman, anti-minority, anti-gay, and anti-everybody. They're just angry old people.
Angry old white men.
Angry old white men. That's a fallacy. That's an argument they try to spread. And I think people have seen through it. And my question is simple. What have Democrats done for black people? What has President Obama done for last 6 years? What has he done for black people? Nothing. If you see the income gap has increased for black people, they are poorer than they were 6 years ago.
I think a lot of people are poorer than they were 6 years
Absolutely.
Ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of people are poorer for that, but especially blacks also. So they have not done really anything for that. And this class warfare of 1% versus 99%, it's just a good slogan to win the elections, to make people fight, American people fight with each other and tell them that you are this or that. But it doesn't help them. And I think people have seen through it.
Well, I think nationwide. I'm not sure about in California here because that's something different. Let's talk about the elections today. Give us a call at 605-4567. Not just national, but locals too. And tell us what you think. 605-4567. Join in the conversation. We're going to take a quick break. My guest, Dr. Payush Dhanuka, and we're talking elections. We're talking about what happened on the national level, but we also want to get into the local elections too. The impact on A and B, and the new city council coming up. All of this when we come back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have 1 or 2 used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl in the Bot. Wednesday, November the 5th. 58 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today. Yesterday was a nice day. Last night was a nice night. 8:18 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Though it's nice now, it's going to be in the 30s here before you know it. Is your heating system ready to go? Have you had anybody look at it? Anybody look at the filters, look at the air ducts, look at how it works? Is it really cost efficient? Because we know the cost of electricity is going up. And you need to call Alliance Heating and Air. Talk to Martin and all of his people. Give him a call at 221-2642. He'll come over and make sure that that make or model, whatever kind you have, because they can work on them all, is up to snuff. As we say, they offer warranties and guarantees. You have an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. These are good people. These are people that care about their customers. Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Again, 221-2642. Dr. Piyush Dhanuka is my guest. The man who believes this America is the shining city on the hill came in here and has had such powerful sentiments over the past year about what he sees and the dangers he saw happening. And everything you were talking about happened. But yesterday, America stood up. America stood up and said, we were going in the wrong direction. Now, we are giving the Republicans a chance to do something here. Now, you have 3 points here. The second point had to do with California.
Yes, I'm happy about national ones. But California is another story. It's just another story. It's unbelievable. With D.
D. Everything's D.
And it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. I'm actually not even a registered Republican here.
No.
Let me tell you that. But if all the power is under the control of single party, that can't be good. And I don't understand how all these major newspapers in California, San Francisco Chronicle, Seattle Times, they are so biased. Every endorsement they have is for a Democrat. How can anyone believe that a single party rule can be good for our state? Unfortunately, that has not changed.
Nope,
until that changes, we will be on a thin ice. Because even the current victory of Republicans, even nationally, is a very narrow margin victory. They have won the control of Senate, but the margins are very narrow. They can flip any time in future elections. And in the presidential election, when the electoral votes are counted, California is the number one state with the most number of electoral votes. That's not going to change. So we have to come up with something to change California. That's not going to be easy. However, I think it is possible to change the direction of California, and that's what we need to focus on, especially locally. I live in California. I'm affected by California's over-regulations, California's law and order, and its taxation, its extreme regulations. So I strongly feel that we need to change California.
Well, yeah, you know, and I agree. Of course, anybody that's here and any CEO or any company will agree with you about why they don't do business in California. However, California had a chance to even add on these onerous regulations on these propositions yesterday. Oh, yes. And 45 and 46 failed.
That's
failed. Good. They failed big time. And
one passed.
47 passed. This is the one, of course, that's going to lead to more crime, more people being let out of jail. And I have no idea what people were thinking about when they voted yes on this. When I was debating the ACLU lawyer about this, his whole argument was, well, this one didn't, you know, the other way didn't work. Let's try this one. What a little girl argument is that? There's no real specifics about it and how this thing could work. But the bottom line is, let's talk about the Democrats because, and here's a good example. No, we're not, you know, slamming Democrats. It's just what Paius is saying. We've got a one-party rule here. Here's Brian Daly, who's running for assembly from up here. Everybody has endorsed this man. The unions have endorsed him. The veterans have endorsed him. The Catholics, even though he's not Catholic, have endorsed him. Teachers have endorsed him. The atheists have. You know what I'm trying to say is everybody has endorsed this man for the job he's done here. I mean, everybody. He gets 71% of the vote. Brigham Smith got 29% of the vote. So you ask yourself, who is Brigham Smith? Well, nobody knows who Brigham Smith is. They can't even get a photo of him. We're not even sure he's a person. We don't know that. No, he's never come back to anybody and said, oh, yeah, I'll go in for an interview. I mean, not just us. I mean, anybody. Like I said, we don't even have a photo of him. He got 29% of the vote yesterday. 29% of the vote. And now let me think why. Because there's a D next to his name? The same reason that Leland Yee, who'd been arrested for arms trafficking to a terrorist, got 330,000 votes in the state and 2,000 in the county of Shasta? Is there something wrong here? Is there something wrong with this? But who is? Somebody prove to me Brigham Smith is alive. I'll give you $50 right now. He's a real person.
Well, yeah.
605-4567. Call him. Have him call him. You've got to prove it, though. Okay. Anyway.
You know, it's been long said that our founding fathers really didn't like the party systems too much. They envisioned the statesmen, individual statesmen in the individual capacity, serving in Congress, Senate, or executive branch for a short time. They envision that these people will make their living before they serve or after they serve, and they'll be there for a short time and give it up. Unfortunately, that system has completely been replaced by career politicians who are there forever, and they don't go away, whether it's 20 years, 30 years, if some of them have been 50 years. So that's something that's got to change. And what is important in California. I mean, if you look at Jerry Brown, he had no business doing what he's doing. For example, he has increased the taxation mm-hmm. on everybody, but then he goes around and picks the favorites and says to Hollywood, okay, I'm going to give you a tax break for $500 million to make movies in California. And the reason and excuse is that they're going to bring jobs. My question is, what am I, chopped liver? Why don't I get that tax break? What are you?
Yeah, why don't I get that tax break?
Why don't you get a tax break? Just because Hollywood is favorite of Jerry Brown?
Yeah.
Just because they can...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's call it the way it is.
There's favorites out
there's
there.
There's favorites, and let's call it the way it is, because they can donate for you.
Discrimination.
It's a bribing.
Bribing.
That's
I like
what it
it.
Is. That's what it is. Because directly or indirectly, either by money or by campaign donation or by influence, they can go out and convey your message, and they can support you. How about the newspapers?
They have Hollywood stars have a platform, whether they deserve it or not.
Right.
Most of the time, they don't deserve it. But
they can use that platform to help you reelect. That's
right.
What that's a bribe.
And that's what they do. Newspapers.
Just tell me something. Okay, they say that corporations cannot do the campaigning, and there was a whole big issue about campaign finance reforms and all that. Why should the newspapers be in a position to endorse people politically and still call themselves as unbiased?
Well, they're not unbiased.
So this is what is happening. So my simple principle is, if you're going to tax everybody at a similar level.
Okay,
you can't
so
just pick favorites.
Flat tax.
Or if you have slabs.
Okay.
But if you're going to have exemption for everyone.
Right.
Constitution demands it. Universal equal protection. If you're going to exempt someone, you have to exempt everyone.
That's true. It can't just be parts.
And that's in the
country. That's what fair is. You can't, if you're going to exempt this person because you want them to do business in this state, then you need to exempt everybody.
Everybody.
And then you get into this thing about, well, you know what? I'm going to pick and choose my favorites here. And like Obama did under Obamacare.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to exempt these guys and these guys and these guys because I need this to happen.
Yes.
And now we're into this thing where, you know, well, where's the other exemptions? And people are just hammered at this point. I think there's going to see changes on that. We're going to take a break here in a couple minutes. One of the things I wanted to talk about, we're talking about Democrats, right? The one incumbent and one new city council member, they're both Democrats. Christian Schrader, Francie Sullivan, both Democrats. Brent Weaver, Republican. So you've got Missy, who she says is a Republican, I think. I think she says that. I'm not saying because she doesn't act like I'm just saying I'm sure she says she's a Republican. Gary Cadd, who is far right to the Republicans, and now Brent Weaver is Republican, and then two Democrats. But you have three women. You have three women on the city council. Do you think that this is going to be a little bit of a – do you think this will change the dichotomy? Do you think they're actually going to get along better? Because I've heard that when you put a lot – you know, put – you know, and this is not sexist – I'm not going there. But a lot of times it's when you put, you know, are they going to get along better? And are they going to drag along Brent and Gary to get along better and to be working together better?
So if you have time before break, we can discuss the local politics, although I try to keep away from the local politics.
All right. What I've got to do is let me take a break because I know you've got one other. Do you have another part to your other thing? Because we talked Democrats and
they want to talk the Republicans.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about Republicans. Okay. We're going to take a quick
politics break.
Come back and say this is Republicans' chance, but they can blow this.
Yes,
absolutely, they can blow this.
Nice.
Because you know, as somebody said in here, and as Red said, he says, "Oh, we really just like." He said, "Republicans, Democrats, very similar. We just like the Democrats more."
Exactly, it's just a change
right now.
But Republicans are on thin ice.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Dr. Payush Dhanuka and myself, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460. Little water cooler talk here. We'll be right back.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Oh, yeah. The cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm loving that music, Bob.
Little Steely Dan dug up out of the archive.
Yeah, probably have to dig up Steely Dan, too.
All right. I think he's still around. They're still around.
Hey, I'm here with Dr. Paius DeNukem. Okay, we've got we're talking about last night's election. I know there's some people going to be calling in talking about some how you can change some of the things in California. Paius, you were saying is, okay, we've talked about, okay, here's a change because people wanted to change. And you can't, you know, and but there's more to it than just that. Your final point here was that just because you're elected Republicans.
Don't get arrogant. You are on thin ice. The margins are narrow. They can change any time. And frankly, Republicans rode a wave of dissatisfaction with Obama and current administration. And country is yearning for something better. The time is to deliver. And I hope Republicans take this responsibility very seriously. If they're going to be tied down by the corporate, big corporate interests, and forget the individuals, forget the small businesses, forget the average citizen in the street, they're going to fall flat on their face next time. If they're going to try to maintain a distance from Tea Party movement, and
the conservative types, yeah,
and they don't respect their own conservative principles, then they're going to fall flat on their face. They have a full agenda. They have a, I will call this a course correction. If they are not able to correct the course of the country, they're going to be in for a big loss in future for a long, long time. They can't be slacking here, and they have to be careful in the agenda which is select. And I had a few things in mind which I think I would mention.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure that Republican Senate is not affected by my opinion here. However, I think there are a few things which are important. First one is going to be border security, that we control who is coming across the border.
You know, and here's the problem with when I hear that term border security. I mean, I know what you're talking about. We've discussed it. Border security means something different to you than to me. I think that border security means that we close the border to any illegal coming across, whether it's from Mexico or Canada,
absolutely,
or off the coast.
Absolutely,
that to me is border security,
absolutely.
And you need that. At that point, once you achieve that, now you can solve the huge concern of the people here illegally in this country. But
absolutely.
Until you close it and you actually, you know, you actually stop the spigot, turn the spigot off, you're just wasting my time and my money.
Absolutely. That's what needs to be done. And it's not just illegal people. Also, how do we know how come the terrorists are not coming through the same porous border?
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, if Miguel from Guatemala can walk through, then Hassan from Iraq and carrying a vial of some kind of nasty biological stuff can walk through too.
And just not to get too much sidetracked,
yeah,
but one
right,
thing I mentioned that is one of the things I hope in long term we have to keep in mind is I would love to see a United States border extend all the way to Panama Canal so that the border problem is solved once and ever.
Okay, we won't have any more. Okay, we already had a chance on that back, I think, in the 1840s, and I think that was solved.
Second thing will be reducing the over-regulation by the federal government.
And I would like to see them do away with agencies that don't work, like the
which one does
well, you know, like the what was it, the power, what is that, the energy department, which hasn't worked.
Well, my question to you is which federal agency works well? You can think. Can you think of a single one?
Department of Defense.
Well, in certain areas, not
across the board, but in certain areas.
So
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Defense is completely
sect. Right.
I'm talking about a service sector.
You know what?
The service industry and the service, when the federal government gets into the service business,
right?
Defending the country is the single most important responsibility of federal government, and they don't do it right.
In infrastructure.
Right? But the service sector, whether it's healthcare, whether it's education, whether it's energy, whether it's Veterans Affairs for that matter, which one works well? IRS? So what we need is reducing the size of federal agencies in providing the services.
Go back to individuals?
Go back to the state level or county level service sector.
Push the money down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
That
can deal with the veterans and get them into hospitals and doctors and all that.
Actually, they don't have to push the money down. They just have to stop taking from the local resources.
Okay.
So leave the money where it is, which is the local people produce it.
I like that.
Leave it there. Counties can provide the services for indigent population, for people who are disabled, who are veterans, and leave the money with the people. Like, leave the money with the veterans. And we discussed this before. $10,000 a year, Veterans Affairs spends on single veterans' health care. For that $10,000, they can buy a top-tier private insurance, which anyone else can buy in the country, and can freely use it as good as anyone else can. Why is that bad for us? Why do we need a big behemoth, big structure for that? So that's the second thing. The third thing is reducing the national debt. reforming the Federal Reserve. All this progressive movement, which started in 1920s with Wilson, a couple of things which were fundamental requirement for that progressive movement was Federal Reserve issuing a federal currency, and later on they separated it from gold standard. They took off the gold standard and the Internal Revenue Services. We didn't have a federal tax before that. So those things need to be done away with or at least reformed temporarily until we reach the final point of doing away with those things. The fourth thing I would like to see is freedom from warrantless searches. And that's a big problem. Under Obama administration, those warrantless searches on all of us individual citizens has, every citizens has increased.
And under the looking at your emails, looking at your phone calls,
absolutely,
looking at everything. Yep. IRS getting into things, National Security Agency, you know, all under the guise of keeping us safe.
They know more about us than we do sometimes.
Well, I was listening to an interview with a woman that wrote Stonewall about how ABC News would stop any type of story, investigative reporting that had to do with Obama or businesses that advertised with them and all these things. And she said they went through her they got into her computer to the point where they turned on her Skype from afar, and Bob hop in with this, but and could watch her, and they could listen to the things that she was doing, and they got every keystroke she typed plus everything. But they could, can you turn on somebody's Skype?
Yes, absolutely. If you do it from a remote desktop type connection.
Right.
Essentially, you're controlling that computer from any remote location via an internet link. It was installed as part of the software so that a computer could be troubleshot. You have an office system, you could tap in from home and get to your files and all right. that sort of thing. But it is an avenue for which malware could be used to turn on cameras. And there was a case a couple of years ago where
at the schools,
the school where right. the students, their cameras were being turned on.
Right.
Pretty creepy stuff.
Well, okay, and this is what you're talking about, and I thoroughly agree.
And all of these issues,
it's too much.
And
too
all
much.
Of these issues are not Democratic issue or Republican issue.
These are people issues.
And I really don't care about any party. I care about individual average citizen. Each one of us gets affected by these things. And we need to hold the feet of elected officials to the fire to get this done, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. If Republicans don't do it,
then we go to, we need a third party.
We need a third party.
We need other things to happen here.
Yeah. Yeah. So unless they do that, number one thing will happen, they will lose future elections. Second, the country will not correct its course. Correcting the Obamacare, they have taken over 18% of American economy, and from free economy, they're trying to make it more and more government-controlled economy. Those things need to be corrected. And if they don't deliver on it, if they simply use the excuse, oh, what can we do? We don't have the presidency. Then they're going to be in a big trouble.
Well, I tell you, the thing about that is the change is here. It can be here. And Obamacare can be – I think there are parts of Obamacare that are good. We need to keep this. I think others – that since they're not going to be able to throw them away because it'll be vetoed, but they sure can cut the funding out of it.
And
I would expect that to happen.
And one most important thing I would just add to that, which I would really love to see, is we have to do away in American politics with the career politicians. Term limits.
You know, I would say is that we have term limits. It was demonstrated in this election.
Right. But we need to have term limits in Congress and Senate.
Well, you know, and again, I understand what you're saying, but I also say, you know, and I know that your chances of being reelected once you're elected go up to like 96%. I think what we need to really look at is how the funding and is there a way of reforming funding for these campaigns that you can have people like Bob run who's got the answer for it, but he doesn't have the money for it. That's what I'd like to see is campaign reform into the sense of how do we work the financing so that you can actually have not the richest, not the one that can be influenced, but the best man or woman run.
So the problem with this is, Carl, that people who are sitting in positions, they will, one way or other, game the system, get the funding, or non-economic influence like newspaper endorsements. And that's a problem prevalent in both the parties. And every citizen doesn't have a chance.
Well, and see, here's the thing.
Could Lincoln have aspired to the presidency under
today?
Our current system?
No, he couldn't have.
Yeah, that's right.
And I tell you what, and there's that's what I mean. So the way this current system is, it's leaning toward, it's not just the incumbents, but it's people that can buy or have money. You know, a lot of the people running are rich. Let's just face it, they're rich and they've got ways of getting money. We've got to take a break here. I thought one of our friends from State of Jefferson would have been calling by now saying that this is a perfect reason. What we just saw in this last election is a perfect example of why the state of Jefferson or a new way of representation for the people in Northern California need, because we made no changes. We made no changes. The Democrats still control it. They still don't even know what's going on up here. We still got spotted owls. You know, we're taking wolves and making them endangered species, even though there's none of them even living here. We have banned lead from shooting. I mean, all these things. And yet, what changes do we have to look for under this election?
Proposition one passed.
Proposition one passed too,
which is not good for North State.
Because of the under the tunnels out there. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Dr. Paiush Dhanuka. We're going to talk local stuff when we get back. All right.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We are accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, November 6th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bott. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories.
Give Elements Lounge a call now for reservations 243-3377 and ask for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 6th in the Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino. Can't wait to see you there. Let's have a blast.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
No, we're going to legalize it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Linda's on assignment today. It is Wednesday, November the 5th, the day after Election Day. And what a huge change is there. Just a small town girl. Lonely world. That's what the Democrats feel like right now, living in a lonely world. Okay. Welcome back. It's 8:50 in the morning, 10 till 9, 58 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Dr. Payush Danuka has been with me. And as I opened up the door, here's Red Smith, who is sitting here. He's getting ready to cut a couple of spots for his show, Jefferson State of Mind. So I drug him in here. You know, one of the things we were talking about here is if you have a D by your name and you're running for a state office, you just won. Now, there's some good people out there running 53-47, 54-46, 44. Everyone that has a D by their name won state offices. No real change down in Sacramento, I don't believe. There may be a couple, you know. I don't know if the supermajority went away. I don't know if the, I don't know if they still have the supermajority.
I do believe they do.
They still do. All right.
So, whereas up here in the North State, you could kind of make the same argument almost anybody with an R next to their name is going to win.
Yeah. Well, okay. Except city council.
Yeah.
The two had Ds by their names won. So, see, I can argue that. Out of the six running, four Republicans, two Democrats. The two Democrats won.
Mm-hmm.
Two women. One are now in the city council. So that one is, you know, I mean, I found that interesting. Of course, yeah, Brian Daly won by a huge margin, but we never even – I've got a $50 reward out there.
Yeah, right? I still don't believe that kid exists.
He's a student someplace up in Siskiyou County.
He's up at Butte College, and I know quite a few people up in Siskiyou through the State of Jefferson movement. Nobody knows this guy. Nobody's seen this guy. Nobody –
$50 reward. You don't even have to bring him in. Just give me a photo of him and prove it's him. Have him hold up his – I want proof of life, first of all. And proof of life, I want today's date, and then I want his driver's license. And come in, and I'll give you $50.
I think he's out there running around with Bigfoot. That's why we can't find you.
One of the things with the changes – and of course, you are taking – and one of the leaders in the State of Jefferson movement here. Okay, where's the options now? I mean, if we had an election, nothing's going to change.
Well, we keep on keeping on. We've got six counties that have signed declarations to withdraw over lack of representation in Northern California. Two of them have been filed with Sacramento, with the Assembly, with the State Senate, and with the Secretary of the State. So it's on file that two of them have petitioned to withdraw over lack of representation. Another four will be going down in January. And after January, when new Board of Supervisor members are seated, we believe we will have another three counties very quickly.
Okay. So it looks like then the State of Jefferson movement is still going forward here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it'll pick up speed after this election?
Oh, yeah. That's what we fully anticipated. I mean, most people are kind of dug into their own counties and their own elections and everything right now. It's why we've been a little bit quieter. But there are counties where it was actually kind of an issue. Do you support the State of Jefferson? And in three of those counties, we had positive results for that exact reason.
What we need is a Shasta County to have a referendum over this.
We do.
And it's unfortunate that we were denied that. But that's what we need to shoot for.
Yeah, we, you know, they at least need to hear the people's voice and the willingness and the manner that whole thing was handled. It was fumbled pretty bad.
Yes, hopefully, this will change.
Well, as the county supervisor said, he said he made a mistake on this, but yet they did nothing to change it.
Yeah, he also said he has no interest in correcting that mistake.
Well, that's why. Yeah,
then we need to correct the county supervisors.
Yes, we do.
We need to get the correct ones. But however, let me just make a comment on the local election, city council.
Sure.
I know most of the city council members who were running as well as who were elected, and I think almost all of them are good people. They don't have much, they don't get much out of this elections for their own personal benefits, and they do a great job for almost nothing, and somebody has to step up to the plate. And those who won and those who did not win, both those people are great people. And irrespective of the party affiliation, what I'm more concerned about it is that our number one problem right now is security and safety. That's a concern which each one of us has. And actually, Carl, you know this, that I wrote a letter to Reading Record Searchlight last week, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping they'll publish it. And in this letter, which I basically was born out of frustration, which we all of us have as businesses, customers, family members. And we're talking about all these things in city council debates, that we should have voluntary police force, we should have more police force, we should have more expenses on that, where is the money, and nobody knows the solution. And my question is simple, and ask everyone. The simple solution is staring us in the face, which is self-defense. That's our constitutional right. And in today's world, we cannot defend ourselves unless we bear arms. And that's our constitutional, that's a fundamental right which protects every other right. And that has been restricted in California. I can't carry my weapon openly in the public, even though I'm a law-abiding citizen. And many times, that is a deterrent which can prevent the problems later on. What we need is an open carry. And I know this may be a little bit too much for some people to feel, but a lot of other states do have that policy, and it does not increase the crime. It reduces the crimes. And that's a much better preventive policy that will reduce the burden on the police. Why can't I practice self-defense? Why can't I practice my own right? And that's a burning question in front of me, and that has nothing to do with the party affiliation here.
No, it doesn't. And this is a question that's going to come out. I hope that they print that letter. But you brought up a really good point here. I got to know everybody. I knew everybody before that was running. Kristen Schrader, not so much. I'm kind of in periphery.
She's a good person. I know it.
I believe that, and this is a nonpartisan election. I believe that, just like you, and I don't know, Red, but I think that the people ran for the right reasons.
I do too.
Think that none of them expect to get anything out of that $500 a month. They're going to be hated by half the people,
right.
and loved
mm-hmm.
by the other half, and sometimes hated by all and loved by all. I hope that they can get together and move forward, because I really do believe the things that we're facing are public safety and infrastructure.
And we have some very serious issues with that need solutions. And, hopefully they can bring those forward. And, there's other things financially that the city needs to be
unfunded liabilities.
Our unfunded liabilities is, I hope, 8-10 years from now, we're not looking at bankruptcy.
And we could be if they don't make some hard decisions here. And people can say, the unions gave this person so much money because they expect this. Well, I hope that the reason that the unions gave somebody so much money is because they just want them to listen, and those people will make the right decision in a sense. Let's make some really tough decisions, because if we don't, we are going to be in deep trouble.
In
it's
deep
already
trouble.
73 to 75 cents a dollar already. On retirement and salaries, and what can we do with that? The tax raise didn't make it, and it's not going to, unless it's a very non-specific tax. Let's just hope, though, that everything moves forward well. Red?
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope that they're willing to listen to the community and the concerns of the community and move things along in a positive direction.
Well, I think the new ones – well, I hope that Francie too will also be open, Missy and Gary. I hope that they all will want to work together to move us forward. I mean, here's the chance. I mean, the people have spoken. Now, let's move forward. Paius DeNuca, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Charles. Always a pleasure.
And Red, thanks for just stopping by and saying, maybe the time has come.
It is. It absolutely
51, huh?
It absolutely has.
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to join me, and I know we're going to be talking about what's happening. Also, head on down to Crown Motors, 10% off their salute to the veterans. on any parts and services. And of course, next week we're going to be at Crown Motors Monday and Tuesday. Monday Marine Corps Ball, Tuesday Veterans Day. We're going to be there interviewing our Marines and on Monday and all of our other veterans on Tuesday. It's going to be a great deal. $100 from every car goes to a veterans organization down at Crown Motors. Crown Motors, salute to the veterans. Remember, it's good guys against bad guys out there. If you voted, you're a good guy. That's just the way I feel about it. All right. Hey, we'll be here tomorrow.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was a very tough night, an ugly night for Democrats. That's New York Congressman Steve Israel's take on the election. Israel is chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Democrats lost the Senate. They lost House seats and governor's races, even in the bluest of states. Republican National Committee Chairman Ryan Priebus.
We feel pretty good right now.
The GOP will be holding a news conference shortly, and later on, President Obama will face reporters. University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato says the Republican election tidal wave really isn't much of a surprise.
They're not in charge, at least of the Senate and the White House. So the anger in six-year elections is almost always directed at the occupant of the White House and his party.
Ballot questions were also decided yesterday. Voters in Oregon and Washington, D.C. approved recreational marijuana. And